I knew which had wild sweet peas, Lathyrus odoratus, or primroses hidden by twigs, and where to find a bullfinch's nest. When you walk the same route every day on your own, you get to know these things. A tree you must duck to avoid a soaking if it's been raining during the night. The progress of a slowly decomposing tree stump among the grass. A bush that delights with a froth of wild blossom in spring, that by autumn is a mass of purple-black berries. You get to know the site of the sweetest blackberries and the exact location of the wild violets. White and piercing purple, that twinkle like stars in dark holloways. Even then I knew that hedgerows were sacred, the homes of birds' nests and voles, hedgehogs and haws. I knew that the long, slim rose hips came from the single wild roses that are to this day one of my favourite flowers, along with the hawthorn. I knew too that my father's name for hawthorn was bread and cheese, an ancient reference to the usefulness of its leaves and berries in winter. I also understood that the scarlet berries of yew and holly were never, ever for consumption.